Something bothering me very, very much, and I want to speak about it. So I'm going to put aside about 90% of what I was going to say, and we'll have to discuss that another time, because I feel this pressing need to talk about this issue that's very much on my mind. You know that many years ago, when Klal Yisrael were at the very, very end of the 40 years under the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu gave very, very strong mussar. Very strong mussar. Until Parshas from Devarim, V'eschanon, Ekev, Re'ei, Shoiftim, until Parshas Kisavai with the Teichicha, very powerful mussar. Chazal say, Hayriku Pneihem, their faces turned green. They were weakened from the force of his mussar. Until he had to be mechazik them. That's what Parshas Nitzavim is. Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim Kulchem. Don't worry. You're here today, you'll be here in the future, it'll be okay. It used to be that Yidden were able to hear mussar in a way that's different than the way people could hear mussar today. And it used to be that powerful, strong, frightening mussar would wake a person up and shake a person into subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today we know that that's not the case. You know that if we would gather the 11th and 12th grade of the high schools in America today, talking about the from high schools in America today, and we would give the kind of mussar that maybe boys that age would have gotten in the days of pre-war Europe, they would head for the hills. They would not come in crying the next day doing tshuva. Maybe some would. Maybe there's such a thing. But it's not that way. It's not so easy today. I don't want to draw a, you know, make a rule about everyone, but in general, you know that that's not our approach today. In general, we have a different type of approach of how we're mechanech. We no longer do that kind of chinuch, not because it's a wrong chinuch, but because it's not the effective chinuch for this dar. And part of that is because it used to be, as the Chazon Ish writes, in Yerideya, the Chazon Ish writes that it used to be that it was much, much, much clearer than it is today that the Shechina is Shruya b'Yisrael, that there's a Shechina Shayer in Klal Yisrael. He says it used to be that if someone rejected their Amuna, we had reason to really, really give it to that person because they were being obviously blind to the obvious. Because it was so obvious, the Chazon Ish writes this, it was so obvious that there was a Shechina in Klal Yisrael, that we were a godly nation, that there were Nisim v'Neflois, that there was Ruach HaKodesh, that you really had to be like a willful sinner to deny that there was a Shechina in Klal Yisrael. As the Gullus gets darker, that's not true today. And today, you have some people honestly searching, and they have a hard time finding, is there a Shechina Shruya b'Yisrael? Not so clear to them. They question themselves. And when we live in an environment like that, we're missing the shmira that, come on, but you see, we're missing that shmira. We have to be very, very, very careful how we encircle with love and care, how we encircle the members of Klal Yisrael to make sure that they can find the center and they could find the source of emuna and of bitachon and of a sense of achrayas, even though a sense of responsibility is such a major, important part of our Yiddishkeit. But as you know, that none of us, I can't say none of us, but most of us did not start our journey with Yiddishkeit with a sense of responsibility, which then grew to love. Most of us started with a sense of, wow, there's something here, which then created responsibility. That's the way it works in our generation, in general. What people don't realize is that just like that's true in Klal Yisrael, in all of the different members of Klal Yisrael, that's true within a person himself. How am I makarev myself? And I want to talk a little bit about how we're makarev ourselves to Kedusha. And I want to quote two Rashis in this week's parasha. We don't have all night. In my mind, I like to deliver the Olam back to the Beis Medrash by 11:15 the latest. So I'm going to focus just on these two Rashis. And the Torah that I was going to say will have to be on hold until the next time we have a chance to schmooze and learning together about these in Yanim. But Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, when the Pasuk describes the Kayin putting on his begadim, the Pasuk says, V'lovash ha-Kayin midoy bad, describing the garment of the Kayin. He puts on his linen beged, U'michnesei bad, and his linen pants, Yilbash al-Besaroi, he should wear on his flesh. So there's two Rashis. Midoy bad, Rashi says, Shetehei kim midosai, it should fit him. The beged should fit him. Shouldn't be a ill-fitting beggar. The suit should fit. A dindai raisa, that the big day kahuna have to match the kayin that they were made for. U'michnesei bad yilbash al besara. Yeah, that's where we wear clothing, on our flesh. Thank you. No, al besara shaloyehei davar chaitzeitz between the beggar and besara. There shouldn't be a chatzitza. This goes so far, this halacha, that the Gemara in Erchin Daf Gimel Amud Beis says that the Kohanim did not wear tefillin shel yad. You know that? Kohanim did not wear tefillin shel yad in the Beis Medrash. They wore tefillin shel roish. They didn't wear tefillin shel yad because it would have been a chatzitza from their big day kahuna. Unbelievable. What's the pnimius of these two mitzvahs, that the clothes should fit and there shouldn't be anything separating between the body and the beged? We know that the big day kahuna were part of the avodah of the Mishkan, and the purpose of the avodah of the Mishkan and of the building of the Mishkan was to be a kapara for the chet ha'egel. And we know that the Chet HaEgel was in a certain sense a repeat of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. Because before Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, his guf and his neshama fused together perfectly. They matched each other. It was a perfect shidduch. And that's why Adam would have never died had he not eaten from the Eitz Hadas. When he ate from the Eitz Hadas, it didn't fit together well. The guf had a ratzayin for Olam Hazeh, the Neshama had a Ratzayin for Olam Habah. There was separation, discord, it wasn't completely on the same page, a separation form between body and soul, and we became B'nai Misa. Our goal is to bring the guf back to be a proper beged to the Neshama. We want the guf to be pure enough and yearning enough for Hashem that it could properly dress the neshama. Shetehei kemidasai, that it should fit. That the body and the soul should be a good shidduch for each other. It should be an appropriate beged for the neshama. And shelo yehei davar chaitzetz, there shouldn't be something else like taivas or gashmias or olam hazeh or yetzaharas or anger or hang-ups or impulses that separate between the guf and the neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, created begadim for Adam HaRishon. Those begadim, I think I've told you this before, the Baal HaTurim says, were Big Day Kahuna. It doesn't mean that it looks exactly like Big Day Kahuna, but they were the idea of Big Day Kahuna. Because the idea was to show that the outside thing, like a mashal to the guf, should match what it's covering and should be directly on top of the flesh, nothing separating. And that's why the Big Day Kahuna Where v'lova shakayin midoy bach at the heikem midasay. Our goal here is that the external, the outside, should match the inside, and there should be no foreign substance separating between those two. We have sometimes, I hear this sometimes here in yeshiva, different places, you hear it more. We happen to have, one of the things I appreciate about our yeshiva is that guys are super, super honest and open about what they're feeling and thinking. And you almost get like a certain kind of deeper insight into what's going on in the lives of people that are growing when you're living with honest, authentic people. And I, to be honest, I also recognize it in myself, this problem. In years of trying to grow up, still trying to grow up. That we want our beged to match. We want it to match. We want it to be the same size. We want our guf to go along with our neshama. We want there to not have anything being chaitzit. We want that. We want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with one mind and one heart. We want to be able to be masmidim without stopping our learning. We want to not turn to Avera. We want to have perfect Ben Adam Lachavera and never speak a word of Lashon Hara. This is what we want. All of us want that. We want to be able to find joy and satisfaction and nachas and nourishment from Ruchnias, and that should extend and encompass us completely. There's nobody here that wouldn't push that button to get that. But how do we go about bringing ourselves together? How do we go about bringing in line all the parts of ourselves that you may have noticed don't always agree with that agenda? And sometimes there are ritzonos, desires, wills, pieces, chalakim of our neshama, of our nefesh, that want other things. Have you ever sat down to learn and be like, I want to be here? No, I do not want to be here. I want to be here, and I do not want to be here. Have you ever had that? Am I the only one in the room? Have you ever sat with a group of people talking, thinking to yourself, I really shouldn't be, I really want to be here. I really shouldn't be, this is really interesting. This is really not for me. Have you ever had that? We have sometimes differing halakim inside of us that want different things. And here is the horrific mistake that we're making. I have said this in different ways before, but it's just come up so many times over this Purim, over the last few days, that I want to say it again. I want to say it to myself. And I don't mean that to be a cliche speaker, that I'm speaking to myself, I don't do that. And I want to say it to every one of you. We do not treat ourselves in a more kanos way than we treat someone who we feel compassion to. There are people in this room, I'm not going to tell you if I'm included in that, who curse themselves out when they don't live up to their expectations. They beat themselves up. They run themselves ragged. They call themselves names that they would never be caught dead calling someone else that name. They rake themselves over the coals. They destroy themselves because they're falling short of their standards. And I understand the feeling, because we want that life of Ruchnias. That's what we want. But just like we're not reaching out to Achenu B'nai Yisrael that way in our generation, we can't reach out to all of ourself in our pnimius that way in our generation either. And we need to be able to acknowledge. It doesn't mean that you're giving a haskama. But we need to be able to acknowledge where we are. If the clothing don't fully fit, the way to make them fit, that first story just popped into my head. I remember many, many years ago, I was blessed for many, many years with a very, very Hungarian grandmother. Okay? My grandmother was an almana for many years. And she used to come and she used to babysit for us when my parents went away. And I remember one time, I was already much older. I think she was actually remarried already by then. Where I went to her for Shabbos. And from her house, I went to buy a suit. I went to buy a suit and I came back. And she knew her way around clothing. And she's like, no, let me see, try it on. I was like, Bobby, come on. Is that a bird?
No, it was papers flying.
Oh. You know, I got this, you know? And she's like, no, try it on. Try it on. Like, no, it's good. I really like the suit. I didn't want her to think it wasn't good. I really, really liked the suit. It didn't fit. I was a very short kid. You probably can't tell from how tall I am now. But I was very, very short, little kid. And the shoulders were like, you know what I mean? Like creased down. And my grandmother took one look at the suit. She's like, yeah, go bring it back. I was like, no, it's good. I'll get it tailored. She's like, yeah, okay, you got tailored. Go get a different suit. The first step in getting the clothing to fit is that you have to recognize that they don't fit. If you're fighting with them the whole time and you're running around with a scissor and cutting, you're just shredding the begadim. That's not the way to make them fit. If I sit down in the Beis Medrash and I want to learn Torah, and there's not a person in this room that when they sit down in the Beis Medrash, that there's not a part of their nefesh that's like, yeah, the kihem chayenu, this is our life. This is my lifeline. This is what I want. But also, there's davar chaytzeitz, beinoy lebein besorei. Things get in the way. And we have that pull to leave the Beis Medrash. When we abuse the part of us that wants to leave the Beis Medrash, we are not helping it to become a masmid. Sometimes we manage to beat it down for another hour. There are people in this room that maybe could manage to beat it down for another year, lo yaleinu. But at some point, it doesn't take the beating anymore. And things start shifting in a person in an unhealthy way. And the healthy way that Bali Musar say that we work with ourselves is that if there's a part of me that, no, I don't want to be here. I really don't want to learn now. I personally, to tell you the truth, I love learning. And yet sometimes when I'm sitting and learning, I feel like, I have so many other things to do. It's there. That El Zar. That Dover HaChaitzeitz. It's there. If the answer is abuse, we are failing. That's not the way that we bring ourselves together. V'ye'osu kulam aguda achas. To make ourselves into one group. One yachid. A singularity in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will not do that in that way. The only way to do that is to acknowledge, huh, so you want to leave. I hear. I understand. You want to leave. I accept that. You want to leave. Let's talk about that. Maybe sometimes it means that there are times to give in a little bit. There's such a thing. Hakana Hazeh that the Mishnah talks about. The reed. That goes all the way down. The reed that it says that you should be rach kakana. You should be soft like a reed. That it goes all the way down to the ground. Have you ever pushed the reed down to the ground? Anybody? You've done it? I've done it also. They're very tall. You know that? They're like 15 feet tall. You push it all the way down to the ground. I've done it. And then it's like majestically rises back up again. Have a rach kakana. When the reed is on the ground, it's a failure. It's much cooler to be the Erez, to be the stubborn tree that won't bend. It's much cooler. They could tell stories about us. The other people in the Beis Medrash think that we're such a masmid. We fancy ourselves to be the future Gedolei Hadar. Well, who knows? Maybe I'm Mashiach himself. Who knows? But that's not the healthy. That's the screaming. That's the abuse. What does the Mishnah say? Enough wind will come, and it will break the tree. But the kaneh looks like it fell. But when you let go, and you allow it to majestically rise back up to its former height, you realize that its ability to go down is its strength, not its weakness. That is its strength. That I could say, oh, tough night tonight. Okay, tomorrow will be better. We'll keep trying. To be able to have what Reb Volba calls a dalei shor, a masa umata nim atzmai, a conversation with yourself. To be able to confer with yourself instead of rejecting parts of yourself. I'm using the example of Bittul Torah. For sure, I'm using the example of Bittul Torah. But it's true with our lowest, most humiliating taivas. The same thing is true. We do not scream disgusting at it. That doesn't make it better. I have never met a person, okay? I'm only on this earth for 50 years. So I can't be made. Maybe it's an experience I haven't had. But I have never met a person that struggled with taivas and just screamed bloody murder at his taivas until they went away. I've had many people think that they did that. And then they would come back a month later saying, you know, they came back. I would have many times. That has happened many times. More than I could count. I've never had a successful story. You see that Rosh Hashiva? He had big taivas when he was a bacher, and he screamed and yelled, and he told himself he's disgusting. And that's why he's such a big Rosh Hashiva today. That story never happened. You know what happened? Masa umata dematzmai. A conversation with yourself. Recognizing that there are parts of myself that the Yetzer Hara is closer to, and parts of myself that the Yetzer Tov is closer to. That there are netiyos in me that sometimes pull me in the wrong direction, and there are netiyos that pull me in the right direction, and sometimes I feel confused and pulled in multiple directions. And I acknowledge and I give respect to every netiya inside of myself, and I try to work it through. Because you know something? You don't have a bad taiva. You don't have, there's no such a thing. We have to work through with ourselves until we could reach an agreement inside of ourselves. We bring everything together. We have that conversation with ourselves over days, over weeks, over months, over years, until we're all back around the table, around the Mishkan. Erchatz b'nikoya and kapai v'asayva v'as mizbechacha Hashem. And we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of our koichos that we tended to, that we took care of, that we were megadel. You know, somebody comes to you and says, my son, I'm telling you, my son is just, I don't think he's going to be from. Really, why? Because it's very, very, very smelly diapers. Excuse me, come again? Yeah, I mean, how could... It's not. It's disgusting. Like, yeah, that's called a baby. He will get older, and he will take care of himself, and he will grow, and he will learn, and he will become bal seichel, and he will learn how to speak. And, oh, that could happen? Yeah. Just don't beat him up for the dirty diapers. I'm sorry for my mashal, but it's a good one. I don't think so. I don't think so. We have to be able to recognize that all the chalakim of ourselves, we could be megadel them if we love them, if we respect them, if we interact with them, if we recognize them, we could be megadel. They can become more mature. They can become more developed. We can create unity within ourselves over time. So that's our v'lova shakayin midoy bad, u'michnesei bad yilbash al besara yashakayah.